Tiger muskie are a voracious fish, and DWR Aquatics Manager Chris Crockett calls them mini monsters.
It's because if we hold them too much longer in the hatchery, they'll start, eating the guy to the left or the right of them. But they will grow pretty fast. We did our first stock there of tiger muskie in 2016, and an angler recently caught one that was about 32 inches. So they do grow pretty fast.
Crockett says the 3 to 4 inch fish that they're releasing in Jordanelle will not be catchable until next year.
But obviously what we're really trying to do with those tiger muskie is eventually grow a trophy size of 40 inch fish at Jordanelle. That's what we're trying to get is individuals up to about 40 inches. That's really where a lot of the tiger muskie fishermen will start to get very excited about those fish.
Crockett says the tiger muskie is very selective and very smart.
When they're fishing for adults, they're typically using literally like 8-inch long crankbaits or, jigs or skirted spinner baits, essentially. It's a pretty impressive array that they're throwing out there with about an 8-foot rod. Because again, if you're fishing for a 40-incher, you need quite a bit of tackle to handle it.
Clark Bailey lives in Park City but comes from the Midwest where muskie are native. He spent a couple years competing in fishing tournaments in the PMTT, which is the Pro Muskie Tournament Trail. Bailey won a handful of trophies during that time but says the muskie is a tricky catch.
It's known as the fish of 10,000 casts. So when you're in a tournament, the lake you're fishing is kind of dictated. So we kind of took it from more of a data approach where we would study lake maps, study historical blogs. You know, there's lots of forums where people are talking about, oh, this time of year, the fish are going to be in this depth of water, this temperature of water, or they'll be in current because the bait fish are swimming in the current or whatever. So we did a lot of that research for these lakes that, you know, we never fish. And that's kind of how we would get on to certain patterns for catching fish.
The tiger muskie introduced to Utah's lakes and reservoirs are a hybrid, which he says is good for the ecological balance of the fisheries, and anglers love fishing for them.
Either as a management tool, if they have too much rough fish in a body of water, or whatever it is they're trying to manage, they can introduce tiger muskies because they won't reproduce, and they can help control whatever there is they're trying to control. For me, it's an awesome opportunity as a sportsman to have that apex predator in the body of water, just because that's kind of my favorite thing to fish for, because they get so big and they're mean and toothy.
Crockett says the tiger muskie is a great fighter, providing strong bursts of energy and speed. The local chapter of Muskies, Inc. helped ferry a recent release in Pineview Reservoir. He says they're a pretty charismatic fish, even when they're only 3 inches long. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.